Hey everyone, welcome to Sonya and Chatty's Halloween podcast. This is story time. So I'm going to tell you a story where actually my house was kind of haunted. I know that sounds crazy, but it really was. Where my kids was little. So my house consisted of upstairs, you had 3 bedrooms, a master bathroom, and a bathroom in the hall. Downstairs, you had the kitchen, the living room, a family room, another bedroom, in a very small bathroom. Like, the bathroom was really, really small. So me and my ex-husband, we had the room downstairs, and my children had the rooms upstairs. And the kitchen actually closed off. So my little brothers shared the room upstairs with my sons. And when my mother came, she shared the room upstairs with my daughters. So, okay, my brother, my baby brother at the time, he was sleeping. But I have this where I actually feel things, like I feel presence. Like, if you walk in a room and I'm asleep, I know you're there. I don't know how to explain that, but it's true. Like, I feel energies, vibes. Like, that's how I go off on if I truly like you, or if I feel there's something about you, or, you know, if I feel that, you know, I shouldn't be around you. So anyway, my baby brother, he was sleeping, and I felt like this energy, to where even though I was downstairs sleeping, I could feel his energy where he's like tossing and turning. And, you know, so one night I'm sitting up with my husband, my ex-husband, and I tell him, I said, I don't know, I feel like my baby brother is not doing good upstairs. But, you know, if he gotta tell you the story, he'll tell you that I'm crazy. That's really what he'll say, is that she's crazy. So I'm laying in my bed, and I feel like this strong energy, to where I feel like my baby brother is suffocating. But it's not, as I'm sleeping, I feel me suffocating, because I'm actually asleep at this time. So I feel like I'm suffocating. So now I wake up, I jump up, I run upstairs to check on him, and he's like sweating so bad. He's like really sweating. So I wake him up, and he goes into the bathroom, and he, you know, get himself together. So I put the Bible under his bed so he wouldn't sweat. Yes, I had a Bible. So I put the Bible under his bed to keep the demons, because that's what we call them, demons, to keep the demons away from him. But at the time, while I was keeping the demons away from him, my oldest son was actually seeing a man on his bed with a basketball and a dog, a white dog. So he's crying. He's like, Mommy, the man on my bed with the basketball. And I'm like, what man? So he's like, the man and the dog. So I'm like, there's no man and no dog on your bed. But he insists that there was a man and dog on his bed. So I'm like, oh my goodness. And then one night I come in the room, he's like, right there, right there. So then I know I just soothe him to get him back to sleep. So one day I actually was cleaning their room. And it's a true story. I actually was cleaning their room, but I had to be to work later on. And I knew they wasn't going to be in the house. I cleaned their room. So when I got home from work, I went back up to their room because I had did laundry and I needed to put the clothes and stuff away. And when I got back up in the room, I actually seen what my son was seeing. And then I was like, oh my God. So I tell my ex-husband, I'm like, so he's like, oh no, I don't want to hear this. No, 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 no. Sonia, I don't want to hear this. So I'm like, no, but I'm telling you. He's like, no, I don't want to hear this. So I realized that my son, what he was seeing was actually probably spirits to the house that, you know, maybe the man actually lived in the house. Because, you know, a lot of homes are built basically on cemeteries. A lot of homes have a lot of history, unless you're actually, you can't even actually say if you build them from ground up that you won't have bad spirits or, you know, bad vibes in a home unless you truly bless that home. So that was my scary time story. That was it's a true story, but it's a scary time story. I have a lot of those types of stories I'll probably tell y'all about, you know. But I want to thank you for listening to Sonia and Chatty's Halloween podcast. That's part of our gore for tonight.
And next one will be my scary time story. My scary stories time.
Yes, it'll be Chatty's scary time story. So you can follow us at Sonia and Chatty's Halloween Podcast Facebook, Sonia and Chatty's Halloween Podcast Instagram, Sonia and Chatty's Halloween Podcast Gmail. You can leave us a message. Please go to these websites at www.wavilo.com, http://LADER. Sonia, thank you and have a blessed night. We'll be right back.